So that's a little recap of our time at Challenge in the last week. We got home about 11:30 last night. Amazing. We have so many students here this morning. I have been asked a number of times, because it's been 6 years since we were last at Challenge, a number of people ask me, why is it called Challenge? What is that? And I think it's because you are challenged, that things that you think you know or things that you've just kind of taken for granted are poked and prodded and opened up, and there's a lot of growth in your beliefs. Would you guys agree that that's a good name for Challenge? So some of our students would like to share about some of the different aspects of some of the things you saw in the video. We tried to encapsulate a lot of the stuff, but there was a lot that happened, and a lot of great feedback. So let's start with that there was a gathering twice a day. That's where we would all go in that big auditorium, and I think Haley's gonna say a few words about that.
So one of my favorite things that we did was called gathering, and it's basically when everybody at Challenge meets in this big arena that fits thousands of people. And there was a worship band there, and they just got everybody so hype about Jesus and learning about him. And it was just amazing to see thousands of teens worshiping and all having fun together.
That's where we would hear from speakers. There were seven unique different speakers over the course of eight different gatherings in that time. And I had clips of like five of the different speakers, and the full video of those speakers will be available on Challenge's YouTube channel if anybody wants to see them. They were excellent. Every night when we would gather, the students would all say, okay, well, he might or she might be my favorite speaker now. So a couple students would like to talk about different speakers that they were impacted by.
I would like to talk about one of the speakers, Daniel Olson, and I'll just say one thing from my notes. God not answering your prayers is like him trying to protect you, like if he was a parent.
I'd like to talk about a speaker, Eric Rivera, and he talked about how we are the salt of the world and the light of the world, and God always has a use for us, and use what God has given us to brighten the world.
So after the speakers, it would be bookended by worship, so we probably spent 90 minutes in worship a day between the two gatherings. And then after that, we would be sent immediately to huddle, it was called.
The huddle is when you meet with your own group after gathering, and you express your thoughts and things that you liked about the sermon, or like what your favorite things were. And then each huddle would close in prayer.
So it's really focused on your group, processing it together as a group, and encouraging each other with what you found was helpful or challenging or encouraging or something that you reacted to personally in your walk. And that's a really good growing time for you as people of Christ to be building each other up through these words and saying, yes, yes, that's true. And then ending with prayer for each other. There were also free time in the afternoon. We had 4 full days there. And so after lunch, there would be a few hours of different activities you could do. One of those were you could do fun things. We got Zane talking about that.
So every day from 2:30 to 5, and then from 9 to 11, we had free time. And we'd all go over to the conference or the convention center. And there was a bunch of different activities. There was basketball, soccer, pickleball, volleyball, 9-square, ultimate frisbee. People were throwing footballs around. And I thought this was really cool because, like, as a group, we got to do it. And we all bonded together doing it because we didn't really know each other going into this. And then everyone from the United States was there. So, like, we had to join games with them. And we got to learn all about them, where they're from, and just got to, like, all play together and interact. And I thought that was a really cool experience for all of us.
And if you came in on the playground side this morning, then you saw that we brought home a 9-square court for our church. 9-square has been a big hit every year that we've gone to challenge. And it's portable, easy to put up and down, so it's something we can have out there on days like this, also for like Family Bible Week and for any time our youth get together. Was that me? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. You're still awake. Great. So 9-square is out there, and I think we'll be demonstrating how that works after church. They also had like they had a worship time in the afternoon. There were a variety of activities to hit kids at different places, no matter what their interests were. And sometimes we had kids who wanted to rest, who were like, I take a break. There were also something called equipping labs, and we did those 2 of the days, 2 out of the 4. And we have some people who would like to talk about equipping labs.
Some of us went to an equipping lab about how God helps us through our anxiety. We learned about how God gave us power, love, and self-control to get us past our struggles, and how there's no reason to worry because God's in control.
I went to an equipping lab about friendship, and one of the things I learned in it is that you need 4 different parts to a good friendship. Number 1, prayer. Number 2, love. Number 3, spending time with. And number 4, studying scripture. If you're missing any of these, you can't have a good friendship. You also need all of these to have a good relationship with God.
So there would be like 6 or 8 different equipping labs you could go to at any one slot. So we would just ask our students, you know, what are you interested in? And they were ready and excited with answers of things they'd looked up. And we had groups go to different labs where they would be, there was a picture, there'd be chairs set up for 200, and sometimes the floor was covered, depending on the lab. We had students go to ones about anxiety and friendship. Also, an author that Pastor Matt's recommended on sexuality. We had students go to ones about how to be a Christian athlete, technology in the intersection of faith and addiction. Another afternoon activity was service outreach. There is pictures of that where any group could sign up to do this any day, and any particular day there'd be about 2,000 students going out into the city of Kansas City to serve. Some students went on prayer walks, and they would be wearing vests that would offer to pray for people, or prayer walks where they would circle a park or a neighborhood praying for the people. Our service was park cleanup, so we went to a park in a suburb and picked up trash, cleaned out the sticks. There were piles of tires and mattresses, and I mean, there was a lot that we got done. Our group had 2 busloads full, and we spent about 2 hours there. And we also got to do some sightseeing. One afternoon, we went and took public transportation a few blocks away to the Money Museum, where the Federal Reserve is, saw a train station, as well as on the way, we got to stop at the Arch in St. Louis and do a couple little like sightseeing things on our way. We also, we had great leaders. DJ and Robin were really big instrumental keeping track of the kids. We counted to 15. Okay, we have 15 over and over. But being leaders in the huddles, we would often break up into boys and girls, and being people who would disciple the kids and pray with them. And we're really thankful for the leaders that we had on this trip.
There's always a giving opportunity at Challenge where they take up an offering from the students and leaders that have attended to support a cause that needs it. This year, that was for the Light Church. It's Pastor Jeremy was someone we met there who is a church planter, started a church in West Palm Beach, Florida, reaching the community he grew up in that has a lot of needs. So we were able to support that church. They had a goal to raise around $20,000. We raised $30,000 for the church in West Palm Beach, which is an average of about $10 per person who attended, which is pretty amazing. Loved that we were able to support the church in that way. Our theme for the week was From the Mountain. So we studied the Sermon on the Mount account in Matthew. The students learned about being salt and light to the world as Christians. They learned that blessing comes from Christ and a relationship with him, not from good stuff that you have in your life and external things. They learned about raising the bar on obedience, but doing that out of love for Christ, not to earn his love, but because we already have it. They learned about building their foundation in Christ and not in other, you know, external things that we run to, and about having a relationship with the Lord that's not just in front of other people who see you at church or online, but in the quiet of your own room where it's just you and your Father in heaven. Too. And I was so surprised and impressed by how serious these kids are about their faith. From day one, from the first speaker, they took more notes than I did. I would get a page of bullet points and think, boy, I got a lot out of this speaker. And some of them would fill up two pages single spaced and run out of room writing. They were paying attention. And as they got more comfortable in our huddle time and independent time, they were sharing good thoughts and good questions. They were excited to pray together. They were excited to go and be salt and light. They have asked us to help them, and church, this is for you too, to help them continue to deepen their faith and to serve the Lord and to bring this experience home with them and not let it end here. It's been incredible. So I'll say it again, parents, your kids are serious about their faith and you should be encouraged. Church, these kids, this generation is serious about their faith. You should be encouraged. Thank you, parents and church, for sending them to this opportunity. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. Let's all make sure that we are encouraging them and praying for them as God continues building fruit from this in their lives.